The Standards That Matter by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is 2 Corinthians 10:12. Not that we dare to classify or compare ourselves with some of those who are commending themselves, but when they measure themselves by one another and compare themselves with one another, they are without understanding. 2 Corinthians 10:12 is aimed at the false teachers of Paul's day. They thought so highly of themselves that they failed to see that their measure of righteousness was a faulty one. Paul is reminding his readers that the standard above all standards is Jesus. And God's standards on our lives mean more than anyone else's, even our own. It's in our human nature to seek confirmation for a job well done and a path well traveled. We look for evidence that we've done the best we can with what we've been given. But our measure of righteousness is focused on man, not God. No human standard will ever fulfill us. Only Christ's approval will provide the peace we are seeking in this life. The world's standards will tell us that we need to achieve certain benchmarks to be happy. One after another, we will reach, pass, and move on to the next one, never feeling fully satisfied. There's only one way for each life to attain true peace. That's why comparison is so dangerous. We chase someone else's benchmark, and all the while, we miss our own. Jesus died so that we could stop chasing aimlessly. Live according to God's standards, which you can find in His living and active Word. The more time we spend with Him, the further anchored we will become in His purpose for our lives. All other standards will become foolish when we're rooted in Christ. Let's pray now that our measure of righteousness would be fixed in Christ and no other worldly standard. Father, we praise You for Your protection and Your guidance. Thank You for Your living Word, which guides our lives perfectly, and Your Son Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, which grants us the grace to interpret it. Forgive us for forging our own way, the world's way. Bless our lives to seek Your way. For we know Your way is always bigger and better than anything we could ever ask for or imagine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.